School. The child slides down the long neck of the week into Friday. Slouched at his desk, he has a target on his forehead. The teacher wants an answer. He shrugs it off the way he shrugs off his backpack. All this energy trapped inside him, biding its time, waiting for him to shed his chrysalis. Quietly, he floats in the canoe of thought, moved by its gentle ebb and flow. Downwind, familiar sounds, the plash of a cast-off net, a fish line trembling over spangled water. It is morning there, but over here the teacher keeps at him, as though his brain were a cabbage she is helping to grow. Smiling but firm, she says encouraging things like, "Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars." He wishes she would see that he is not a dwarf planet. If she cared an iota, she'd know about the swirl and eddy of life around him, starting with his grandfather's cabin and the long blue arms of the sky. He knows from memory the music of frisky mosquitoes and snapping twigs. Everything he needs is in the physics of the moving water, translucent with fish.